Well, tonight at the Docklands, it is the pride game between the Sydney Swans and the St Kilda Football Club. It's been going since 2015, and to tell us a bit more, it's one of the people who's a massive driver behind it, the HR manager at the Sydney Swans, but he's also on the Swans Diversity Action Plan Committee, and he's one of the key coordinators of the pride game, Scott Dalby. Hi, mate.
G'day, Limo. Thanks very much for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure, Scott. Can you just give us a bit of background for people who might be playing catch-up? What's the Pride game all about, and why was it initially conceived?
Well, for us, the Pride game actually, as you mentioned in your lead-up, is a really important pillar of our diversity action plan, and the idea from our end is to make sure that our club is absolutely as inclusive as possible. And there's no doubt a core group of our membership and a core group of our supporters are members of the LGBTI community, and the Pride game really is a great way to show to them that the footy is a really inclusive place. We want them to feel welcome and safe coming along to our games, and we couldn't have found better partners than St Kilda in delivering that through the Pride game every year.
Well, you're absolutely doing your job, because after last year's game, the club won an Australian LGBTI award in the community initiative category, where it was recognised as an organisation that has changed the lives of LGBTI people. So congratulations on that front. But more broadly, can you tell us how important you believe this is in the AFL landscape?
Yeah, well, a lot of research has been done into sport, and a lot of that focus has been on AFL footy. And what it found was that a very significant portion of the LGBTI community didn't feel safe and didn't feel comfortable coming along to games. And for us, that's such a terrible shame. And one of the great ways to actually show that people can feel included and can feel safe is by putting on a game like tonight. And we're absolutely proud and honoured to receive that award for our work last year. And yeah, you'll see visually tonight the rainbow being displayed. You'll have messages of inclusion on the big screen and through the telecast and through the ABC and other broadcasters as well on radio. So really, it really sends a very clear signal to the community that regardless of, you know, any differences you might have, whether you're gay, straight, bisexual, whatever you happen to be, you're absolutely welcome and should feel safe coming onto the footy.
What do you say to those people who only want their sport to be about wins and losses and premiership points, and they don't like sport to get involved in the bigger stuff, the more meaningful stuff? What do you say to them?
Yeah, well, I actually think footy clubs have a very, very unique opportunity to present a view and really reflect the membership and supporter base that they represent. And for us, as I said, we've got a very significant portion of our support base, which is members of the LGBTI community. So the real onus is really on clubs to take advantage of that, you know, that opportunity to present their members and supporters with messages of inclusion. And we've almost got a responsibility to do that rather than sort of sit on our hands and sort of, you know, handball the issue off to someone else. I think we've actually got a responsibility to stand up and say something when we see injustices and we want everyone to feel safe and welcome.
You're right, and I absolutely agree. And sport is in this unique position, isn't it, where it can reach so many people from different sectors, men, women, boys and girls. And, you know, I reckon sport is at its best when it is connected to something much bigger like this. And do you think, though, that, you know, everyone is on board?
Oh, I don't know. You're always going to have, a group that aren't supportive of the stance that we take. And I think the AFL itself has seen some of that backlash as well when they threw their support behind, for example, the marriage equality campaign. And stepping beyond issues around pride, you know, we obviously lived through the experience with Adam Goods and the stance that he took against racism. And again, there was elements of the community that didn't support that. But through Adam and through the stance of the AFL and our footy clubs taking in St Kilda, we think we're taking a very responsible step in the right direction. And overwhelmingly, I think we need to put into context some of the opposition to this. It's very minor in comparison to the overwhelmingly positive feedback that we've had from our supporters and our members.
And Scott, I think you should be absolutely applauded, and the football club as well, for front-footing your social responsibility. Scott, a lot of people talk about the first AFL footballer to come out. When is the first AFL footballer going to come out? The issue, as I see it, is that if a footballer does come out, they forever will be the first AFL footballer to come out. And that's an enormous responsibility for someone to shoulder. And there are no doubt of many gay footballers who wouldn't want to carry that burden. How do we get to a point where the burden won't be so great that it's stopping people from coming out?
Inevitably, there would be a tension on the first player to do so. But statistically, if we put this in perspective, the reality is you've probably got multiple gay players on every list. I think people are a bit naive to think there has never been a gay AFL footballer, but yes, absolutely, there's still a need, clearly, for a player to feel comfortable to come out. And whether you're an AFL professional footballer or not, I think the whole process of coming out is a very significant one. What we can do, though, as clubs individually and as a code more broadly, is make sure that we have a very safe and supportive environment for those players if they do want to make that decision.
Scott, could we get 20 or 30 gay footballers together to all come out at once?
Well, I just... That could be one way to do it, Limo. I don't know whether you've got a secret list or something.
No.
But, I think individual circumstances for one person and another can be quite different. Whereas one player might feel quite comfortable, I think a number of others might find that really tough.
Well, congratulations on the work you're doing at the Sydney Swans with the Diversity Action Plan Committee you've got up there and the Pride Game and the message of inclusion that it does send to the entire AFL community. All the best tonight at the Docklands. Scott Dalby, thank you.
Thanks very much. Go Swans tonight.